den hält die Schau auf, das ist nicht aber tot. Da war ich aber tot. Wenn er will, der Hochschane Teine, schien bedeiht ich und mag dich, schien Joch hat auch schon größt. Es macht wirklich mit dem raschen Kind. Er kommt rasch, der ist ein Special Loch, that if, even if somebody explicitly spells it out, I want to be mag dich, this match, the match is worth less than a put. It's not how. Er kommt in days days, if he spells it out, it should be how it's how. But, in a storm, if his money is earnings, so the reason is it doesn't mean that that lesson put it should be earned. It's a question of money. Now, we have to understand this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Rimele Hendesh, Ad Hashtu Sagalot, Le Adofu, Va Hashtu Name, Kizgaloch, Le Adofu. So, in other words, why is he entitled to lay there and work piecemeal and collect piecemeal and give back the money? Hegdesh should say, until now you ate just Mizeyes Mishumsami, now too you can eat Mizeyes Mishumsami. What kind of a... Gemara applies this Rav's memory of a Magishi Abdu to a case when he does it, Pochus Mishavaputi. So Mele, it's not Hegdesh yet. He works 5 minutes, he gets half a penny. So it's not Hegdesh. So what right does Hegdesh say? Ad Hashti Sagalach Le'Adof. What does he do to Hegdesh? He's not taking anything away from Hegdesh. So what right does he have it? How can Hegdesh say to him, Ad Hashti Sagalach Le'Adof? So he says, Labo, can answer Hegdesh, Labo won't be the end. Because until I get it clear, it's not Hegdesh, Labo von the Diat. You have to understand that. Now, according to Rashi, so there is a special halacha that Hegdesh is not chal, and Pachim Shoto. So according to Rashi, it means that the evidence that the Odin himself really meant to be Magdish, Ebbimash, even less than a putty. But our pidim is not how. The special Allah still says, why is not mentioned to me the Mishnah Chomish putis, Lois the Shesh putis? That's Rashi Shittis. There is another Allah, the Hegdesh is not how. Now there is a Gemara in the Bach. כיצד, הקדיש בו אמרי המי, אשפיס מי זבר, שלח מלאיינים מלאיינים, סודם מי הסודם, אילן מספרס, מלאיינים בהם על מה שבסוף. נראה, if somebody is מרגיש, a bear that is full with water, so the הקדיש is חל on the bear, and on the water, but suppose, no one goes near, אבל הקדיש בו אמרי הכך נסמל המי, אשפה והכך נסמל זבר, שדח והקים נשמר לי, אילן והכך נשפר, סוד והכך נשמר הסודי, מילאים בהם ואימיון משסך. If the time of the Hegdesh, so it already had water, so the Hegdesh is hollow and bare and the water. But if the time of the Hegdesh is an empty bed, then it joined in. So there is Mila in the bare, but there is no Mila in the water. Kedusha Ramban mentions 2 days. chinês de morte. Vou dar mim no meio um bando e meio um bichuca. Chamai te, me chamei, so when she thinks the business lie, if at the time of the Hekdesh, the bear was empty, and then it rained in, so you are male in the bear, but you're not male in the water. Suppose you drink the water, you're astonished in the water, you wash your laundry in the water, you're not male. Because, so the Sam Rishim say, how could it become Hekdesh? After all, the time of the day, there was no water. Then it's drained in, on the basis of Chotzer. But Chotzer, Mishum Yad Yisraboye, Hekdesh is no Yad. Hekdesh is no Yad. That's one sheet. Shamati Mishum, Mekan Lechotzer, Mishum Yad Yisraboye, V'yad Lo Hekdesh. V'chim Pshir Shraf Roshmur, Zahot Rashbam, V'yish Lenda. Then there is another sheet. That we could say that Yeshavetz. So just as there is a king of Chatzal Hedrit, there is a king of Chatzal Hedrit too. But then he asks, why isn't he mayor? The answer is, Yuma is not based just upon the fact that Hedrit is tight. Yuma is based upon the fact that it's Kodesh. How is the Dushachal to pay? So if at a time when he's not with the bear is full with water, so then there is how of Dusha's bear. And the Dikdusha is how he's not with water. But if at the time of the Hekdesh, it was an empty bear. So the Dikdusha was how on the bear, not on the water. But then it rained in. So there is King Chotzal Hekdesh too. So it's Momin Hekdesh, but it's not Kodesh. In other words, what is the shite of the other Rishayim, the Rashbam? There is no such thing as Momin Hekdesh of the Avdusha. There has to be, if it's not Kodesh, that's why there couldn't be a King and Chotzer in Hekdesh. Because if there would be a King and Chotzer in Hekdesh, so then it would be Momin Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a Baal, but it's not Kodesh. Kodesh, it has to become through the pay. For that law, there is no such thing. So it's a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rambam, where there is a mitzias of Momin Hekdesh without Dushi. There is a machlokes. There is a ksenis and there's machlokes. So, now, he is the kashe, what is ignoresque? What is ignoresque? Lingeri Hekdesh, Ad Hashtu Sadalot Loyadofe, the Hashtu Namet Tizgalot Loyadofe. Sadi, well, you tell us how much Gufa Michale. Okay, it's for the benefit of it. But why do we have to resort to it? The Gemara applies it to Prophet, Prophet, Mishal, Put. And according to Rashi, Prophet, Prophet, Mishal, Put, Hekdesh is not how. So, how can Hekdesh? How is Hekdesh at Ahmocha to say, Hashtu Namet Tizgalot Loyadofe? So it could, so the Rebbe could say, what about Rome did you have to? There was not how, until there was a put is not how. So why are we concerned about it? And suppose it's not for the interest of Hekdesh, it's for the interest of Hekdesh, that the Ebet should eat steaks. Because if the Ebet eats steaks, so then it he'll have better earnings. But who cares? It's not Hekdesh. So we could say, according to the sheet of the Rambam, that besides Hekdesh, which is based upon Dush, and that is based upon Dush's pay, there is a Chachakim itself, Momin Hekdesh, also. So we know this special halacha. the prophecy should be totally hegish. Is that how? That means, as far as the mom is concerned, so one can be zeichin in nech too. Suppose somebody picks up a nech from Hefker. It's not where to put it. It's not where to put it. So it's his. It's his. So in the way, as far as kimonia which is concerned, money. So Rashi is made it, that's how Parashat put it. But there is no Gdusha, there is no Mirah. There is no Mirah. So the Yorah then asks, so, Kama Kodesh Lay, so how can he pay it up? He's Mirah. So this is Parashat put it, it's not Kodesh. But since he intended to be Magdish, so Mirah, and according to Ramban Shita, that there can be such a union as woman headless without Dusha. So, according to the Putin, Dusha spell is not true. But woman headless it is like the mind that went in into a bowl of headless. If he's Magdish in the Abday, so why couldn't, so it's not, it doesn't mean that he's Magdish the Dorsal Royal. Because according to Rabban from Meir, he entered the Magdish also by him, unless he's decorated. So it means he's Magdish the day of the day for the earnings. So why couldn't he be Yad? Yad. Chotzer is Mishim Yad. This is Yad Mamesh. Yad Mamesh. In other words, he's decorated.
So it's not the Yad itself
too. According to Rabbanu of Meir, he could be Magdish the future. But according to Rabbanu of Meir, he could be Magdish of Shem Baleva. So it could only be visualized in the case where it's decorated. So it's Magdish the day ever, not God's money, but decoration for the earnings. So maybe it could be Cain. Hegdish could be Cain at Mitzad Yad.
Once the Hegdish is Chal on the Yad HaEved, so there's an automatic Kenyan on the Yad HaEved too? In other words, this Kenyanship, right,
that's Dekaritarezov. It's a Kenyan of Dekaritarezov.
If someone's just Makdish a Sada to Hegdish, so now that the Sada belongs to Hegdish, does it belong to Hegdish in regard to the moment?
And then something else, apart from that. Unless you say, because Rav says that Mamre, and the Gemara Mishuba says that Rav agrees with Rameya, so you could say that, then it's a good time. Then what you say, because Rav holds like Rameya, so you could say that Emach Nami was not Mamre's decorator. That's another shayla. What did he mean? Was a decorator for Mamre's earnings? But Rav holds like Rameya. So if Rav does hold like a mayor, the Gemara says in Ksuba that Rav holds like a mayor. Rav holds a mayor. Gemara in Ksuba is Gemara in Mitzir, that Rav holds like a mayor. So in Meire, a Magdish in the after could be Mamesh. Then, Dorsh Lo Boilam, but the Magdish, a mayor holds the Mami Dorsh Lo Boilam. So then your time is a good time. But, I think, now, there is a locha, b'fichos, that Amir Gaviak is also already done. So that's not based Dafke upon Kedusha for a Raya. So if you hold this Dokke, there is also a Loch. The same thing is Hegdash. In Dokke, there is no Kedusha. In Dokke, there is no Kedusha. And still, the same Aloch that applies to Hegdash, that to a flow, it becomes a normal Hegdash. So that's Dokke also. So if somebody says, if somebody says this seller is an Aminim, it becomes Mominani. And we couldn't say that's a Mishayach, and also the village of Shavasa Reditya, because there is Dushi. But the same din applies for Tzedakah. Tzedakah, there is no Kiddush. So the male, this halacha by Rashi, that the Tachas Mishra Pruta, Hegdash is not Chalai, the halacha in the Kiddush, but as far as the flow of the fifth of Tzedakah's concerns, why is it, how about me? Suppose somebody will say, I'm a chutzit pruta, why me? Don't become a minami, so why shouldn't you become a minami? But, according to the Rashbam, that there couldn't be women hegdash without it. One is inseparable from the other, then you understand? But according to the Rambam, that there could be women hegdash without Kedusha, so you have to. And this halacha pasmish of Kedusha will certainly only apply to Kedusha. Mashenkin by Tzedakah, we don't say that it has to be Kedusha. Some male adept could be a terrorist. Even if we say, and I think that some will say that the Rav Nishitose, as a Rav Nishitose, it means he was just Magdish the owners. He was not Magdish. Decorator. Because Ma'adim Magdish the Rosh Lev Leilach. But, even so, by Tzedakah there is no din that before the Tzedakah Dafke put. So by Hegdash Kufa, if they come to Amban Shite, so the moment Hegdash it should be Chal, even with that, even less than put. So Meila, go to the Maras Pashe, to Leimele Hegdash, Ad Hashta Sagra Hadasa, oh, Rai, there is no Samuele, but it's Moment Hegdash. So Meila, Hegdash Kutar, the Oven, Hashta, the Rebbe, Hashta Sagra Hadasa, Hashta Namasu Hadasa. So the Maras says, Hegdash is for the benefit of Hegdash. And he's given
the
fact.
In other words, the Dibur helps in order to make it moment.
Just as by Tzedakah.
By Tzedakah,
there is no Dibur.
It's just that there's a flow that
it is. Like.
By Tzedakah, does it become the moment of the moment?
It becomes moment of the moment. The moment of the moment, so it becomes moment of the moment. Moment of the moment. He asked the question in the same way. But moment of the moment. It's a machlekes, the Palmola, the Ramban, the Rokam, the Rachon, the Bishop. But most of the Shemim say that it becomes moment of the moment. It's not just the chiyuv, but it becomes more than the image.
That's
a contrast. According to Tzedakah, that it's not that our pedimus cannot be chal. It's not his intention. So then we cannot say it's not his intention. Even he should become moment. So that's the Gemara's kasha, the Yemele Hegdash, Hashta Sagala, the Ra Adose, Hashta Namati, Ra Adose. So we have to say, according to Tzedakah, that it's based upon the Isra of Mazik. After all, there is an Isra of Mazik. And there is a Halacha, Hamevatel, Kisei, Shel Chaveirei, so he's not entitled to Zashlim. Suppose a person does something whereby he prevents another person from getting a certain job. That's not what it is clear. Suppose I apply for a certain job. And then and the employer is hiring a relative employee, then somebody calls, don't give it to him. He'll give you a lot of trouble. So then I cannot demand that he should pay me money in some way, because it's not more than common. Even common is better. So it's come to the home and the other is to have there, which is just a year forever. But in itself, not a there is. Just as by common, there is a year. So maybe here too, true according to taste this, it doesn't become a negdesh until it reaches the truth. But if he didn't resort to this tedious approach, you know, so then everything would be true of the Hegdash. So he's given Hefzik to Hegdash, so he's a Mazik. So Hegdash should have his choice not to let the other do it that way. He's Mazik Hegdash. All right, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin for that. It's Mitzvah Kisei Chaveirei. But, an Issa of Mazik there is, I call it too. Kashmir Kapil is like one. So there is an Isharat Mazik. So the Gemara says, no, there is no Isharat Mazik. The Gemara says, because Hedvish Gufim Bechalik Yosha Bechalik. All right, so we move it here. Now I would like to give a shiur on something. There's no reason as to why I shouldn't give a shiur on something. All right. Toshma. So, one thing the Gemara established, that Rav holds in Yochel HaRav Lina Revedas in Yochel. Toshma, then Rav Yehre. Hakiteya yad Abdei Shal Chavirei, Neisim Shifte Yom Forosi Rav. Keisi Yorebe Nizim Min Hasdok. Shema Mino Yochel HaRav Lina Revedas in Yochel. So if somebody is kikeya the yard of the eved, the tnaimi of another person, so the shevels and the ripuri has to give to the od, and they say eved nidnazdok. Is eved nidnazdok, that means that the od is not supporting it. Because if the od is willing to support him, why does he have to be supported from zdok? So that means, and still the shevels, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the measure of the earnings that the Eved could have made hadn't he been confined to bed during the recuperation period. So Shabbos is the measure of the mighty Yodot. If Rabbi Yochanan had held that in Yochel HaRav Lina Yodot Asim Yim Zoncho, so in case the Odin doesn't support the Eved, then the Eved can say, I don't have to work for you. So in Mele, my earnings belong to myself, not to you. So why does he have to pay? And here, obviously, the Odin is not supporting him, because the Eved has to be supported from this Kupeshal's rocket. So why does he have to pay the Odin? So it's a riot that Rabbi Yechana holds, Yochel HaRav Lina Eved, Asim Lina. Mamu Yochel HaRav Lina Asim Yizom. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a riot. Hochem Maskim and Maila Mizenus. Oh, but if, in other words, Rabbi Yechana's reference to the case where the Odin is supporting it. So why does he have to be supporters from the Zdokim? Yochel Maila Mizenus. Yochel HaRav Lina Asim Yizom. Ladov, in other words, the Odin supports him, Mizenus means in some, but he wants better Mizenus, so that he has to get from Zlok. So that means that Mitzad Mitzvah Zlok, we are Mechuyev to accommodate every only, not just to Mizenus in Zlok. But with Mizenus Merivachin also, they machzir asher yachzarei. So in other words, so what is considered they machzir asher yachzarei, that depends upon the standard of living of people. In other words, anything, let's say, if the standard of living is very low and every person eats, let's say, just vegetables and fruits and cereal and no meat and fish and other things that are more precious, more expensive. So that's the machzir. If the standard of living is higher and the average person supports himself, not just with mizinis and tzimtzumim, but mizinis merivachim, so then we have to accommodate the machzir as yachzarei. So that means it depends upon the standard of living. If the standard of living is the standard of living of affluent people, so then the mitzvah is okay implies we have to accommodate the only with affluent business too. I mean, the Gemara Ksuba says if a certain person was accustomed to have a sus and the reichas b'fanov, so then is yod nechosof, we are mechuyev to provide him with a sus and a reichas b'fanov too. It depends. depends upon the standard of living of the people. What is that? No, that's the morning service. The sergeant don't say that is the morning of Kabul, of the tea. Here, a certain person was rich, and he lived an affluent life. In other words, he had his suits on him. His suits, in modern terms, it would mean he had a Cadillac with a driver. Who has a Cadillac and a driver? Only very affluent people. So there was a certain person who was very wealthy, and he has a susrecha lefanav. In other words, he had a horse, and he didn't drive the horse. He had a driver, a Cadillac and a driver, a chauffeur. And then he was here in Chosov. So he had accommodated him. So he got for him a sus, but he had no driver, so he was himself. That's what the Gemara says in Sunnis, Nachshon Nachvor. So in other words, as far as Nisus Dok is concerned, it depends upon the standard of living. But as far, even if we say in Yochel HaRav Lima Levedasim Levon Chol, so the Eved cannot say, well, you know, I am accustomed to an affluent Mizenis. So if you don't give me effluent Mizenis Levochim, then I don't work for you. No, even according to Rav, that in Yochel HaRav Lima is in Yochel. But if he's giving me Mizenis Levochim, even though it's not a Mizenis that conform to the standard of living, so he still can require him to work for him. But as far as Mr. Stock is concerned, if the Mizenis he gets from the master is not adequate relative to the standard of living, so then the call is mechuyev to provide him with Mizenis Levochim also. So this is what Gemara said. Yochamai Mizenis Stocker Adoch, Yoche, Mizen, Mispanis Mibel, because the Russian Mizen has the connotation of necessities. Mispanis care. We might mean everything, not just necessities, even Zevachos. Ella also, you know, refused that. Rabbi Yochanan does not have reference to the case where the Odin gives him Mizenis. No, Rabbi Yochanan has reference to the case where the Odin doesn't give him any Mizenis. And it's still, he gets the Sheves. Sheves is the measure of the mighty Odin. So it's a lie that even when the Odin doesn't support the Eved, the earnings of the Eved still belong to the Odin. So the Odin is entitled to the Sheves. Elo laf shmami yochel, shmami lehom.
So if
there's
a
point
of
reference,
the chiv
in the rabbi based on stock off.
So,
no, if he's on it. If he's on it. According to everybody, if he's on it. So the chiv, even according to the rav, even according to rav, that Yochel HaRav Lima Levedasim Zoncho. But he cannot, David cannot tell according to rav, the Odin. Only if you give me Mizenis Melevochim, otherwise I'm not working. As long as the Odin gives the Mizenis Melevochim, so then the Eved is mechuyev to work for the Odin. But suppose the standard of living in the community is much more than the Mizenis that the Eved gives him, and if the Odin is on it, he's rich, he can give him Mizenis Melevochim, then Bezni is king for the Odin. To support him with Mizenis Melevochim on the basis of the mitzvah of Zokin. Yesen Shitoshma, Vinike, Amei Rachim, Yipot Al Yerab, Yesen Shitoshma, Rabbe Yishif, Dishabat Haute, Becholi, Yav Alpi, שמי סי מיודי, ראי מי סי כאושים הכישורים, ועדיין ראו לכך כשם נכון יהיה. Now that's the gemara in achiv. If somebody is going to have a pain, may vote, nezek tzar, ripu shevis a basis. So what's the measure of nezek? In other words, if he amputated, let's say, his hand and his leg, so we are in need. How much is this person, even though he's not an Eved? But suppose he had been an Eved. So how much would he be worth as an Eved with the hand, with the leg, and how much is worth now without the leg, without the hand? So suppose, let's say, with or with the hand, his worth would be $50,000 as an Eved. And without the leg, without the hand, so his worth as an Eved, $10,000. So the difference, $40,000, this is the measure of the Nezek, even though he's not an Eved. So he couldn't be sold as an Eved anyway, but that's the halacha, that's the shume of Nezek. Tzar, how are any tzar? Because which normal person would agree to have tzar for great tzar? It's not a, in other words, he amputated his leg, so terrific pain when he amputated his leg. So how do we employees determine the tzar? Suppose this person whose leg was amputated had been destined to be sentenced to an amputation of the leg by the Malchus. Let's say for a crime. Let's say the law of the Malchus is when a person commits a certain crime, his leg has to be amputated. And the law says his leg has to be amputated. Whether it will be amputated with pain or it will, an anesthesia will be administered to him while the leg will be amputated, they don't care, the law doesn't care. So how much will the person who is a criminal, let's say, and who is destined to have his leg or his hand amputated, but he could, by giving a certain sum of money, commute the amputation without anesthesia to an amputation through anesthesia. So if a person has money, of course he doesn't have money, he couldn't do it. But suppose he's a millionaire. So he would be willing maybe to give $1 million so that the leg that unavoidably has to be amputated should be amputated without him. He would give it. Like an average person who has the means, so would be willing to give $1 million in order to have the leg that must be amputated, no matter what, so that it should be amputated at least without pain by administering the sum and the season. So the $1 million, and if a person who is a millionaire would give $1 million, so then the measure of the tzar is $1 million. It's not so easy to determine that, you see. But that's how we are in Mitzah, in Sheves. So Sheves means like this. If the leg was amputated, so then he cannot do many jobs. He cannot, most jobs he couldn't do if the leg is amputated. But he could be a Shema Kishu to sit in a Sode, in which you have cucumbers growing, and sit in a booth, yeah, and then watch so that no one should come and steal. So, but while he has to recuperate, he couldn't even do that kind of work. So all the other works, let's say, like this is a diamond cutter. So he'll never be able to be a diamond cutter, because I'm especially that maybe without a leg it could be a diamond cutter. Suppose his hand was in amputated. So if he had been a diamond cutter, he never would be able, you know, to be a diamond cutter. So that's already included in the Nezek. But then until he'll be able to work, to do a certain kind of work, he'll never in his life be able to be a diamond cutter. But when he recuperates after his not be confined to bed, he will be able to do certain work, will be Shinyatishi. But for 4 months, he will be confined to bed, he will not even be able to work as a Shinyatishi. So how much could he make in 4 months as a Shinyatishi? Let's say he will be able to make $1,000 in 4 months as a Shinyatishi. So, but the 4 months that he will be confined to bed, he will not be able to make the $1,000. So that's the measure of the chance. And vibhuti is just the medical expenses. And beishes also, I mean, how much would the person be willing to pay if he has the money in order not to be exposed to the shame? So these are sorrow, he says. So Rashi says, Nesin Shifteo Fosil Rabbe, Shifteis Chaba Tolti Becholi, Viach Opisha Nesin Yodei. So in other words, so he's, why does he have to get anything else? He's getting already in the Yodei, so that compensates him for the loss of earnings. The answer is, you see, there are two kinds of loss of earnings. One kind of loss of earning is on a permanent level. A permanent level, if he has any, he can be a diamond cutter, he can be an accountant, he can do many, many things. But if he has no end, he cannot be a diamond cutter, he cannot be an accountant, he cannot be a salesman. But there is one job that he can do, even if he has no end. He can be a Shematishui, but for 4 months that he's confined to bed, he cannot even do their job. So the Shevres will be the measure of the loss of the earnings during his confinement period. So the Nezek will pay the loss of earnings on a permanent level. But the Shevres will pay the loss of earnings during the confinement period, which is only a Shematishui. So already he was compensated for the loss of earnings. Rainy says, so he was compensated by getting the Nezek, he's compensated for loss of earnings on a permanent level. But how about the loss of earnings of the Shematishui during the period he's confined to bed? So that the Shevres said. So why to the rotten? I mean, the medical bills that has to be given to the doctor. We can't tell how bad Mr. Reike, who are doing this can be tsare, and when this can be history and the hand of the Yode, who cheated the rabbi, who the Afras and the Kaspe, the tsare name of the Holy Frosi, the author of the Frosi Kamen, that we throw us in tsare, the son of Fito, who the Adiname tsare Maki, and we come out to the rabbi, who is not the Pishman Yokrara. Now, so Rashi was bothered by Kaspe. The Bichnis Membre mentioned Shabbos and Rippur. How about Tzar and Nezek? So he says, as far as Tzar is concerned, so that's in the 21st, because Gemara applies to the 21st, say, when they gave him a very sharp medication, there's a medication. And as far as Nezek is concerned, so it's another portion that the Odin has to get it. Because the Shumah of Nezek is Keredanim Kabishur, some Meile, of course the Odin has to get it. In other words, so the he has to tell us that the Shevres belongs to the Odin. Why? Because since the Odin doesn't support him, so we could argue, and according to Rav, it would be that way. That since the Odin doesn't support him, so the Shevres should be given to Eved. So Rabbi Yechon wants to tell us the Chiddush, that Yochel Rav Lemer HaSinizom Chassar is the Chiddush. As far as Tzar and the Yippur also, the same thing as Tzar is concerned, so it's also a Chiddush. Because I could say, what does it mean in order to cash the force of the deal, why do we give it to the audience? We give it to the doctor, the boy is here, but otherwise, what's the purpose of Ripple? So let's see if I can do the Hamishali. Worldly, some of these things are bigotry. In other words, if through an ordinary medication, it would take him 5 days to become cured. But because he agreed to take a very sharp medication, a sharp medication that involved a lot of tzar, so he was able to be cured in 3 days. So, Worldly, some of these things. So after all, if he hadn't agreed to take a sharp medication that involved a lot of pain, in other words, he agreed to subject himself to a certain treatment that involved a lot of pain, and because of that, he was cured quickly. So you could say, after all, why was he cured so quickly? Because he was willing to go through tzar, so let him hear tzar, let him be compensated for it. And another, so the chiddush is that the odin gets it. So maybe he has, in other words, so the people is really like tzar. It's not triple because regular people goes to the doctor. I mean, otherwise no purpose in pain if he doesn't go to the doctor. But here the Ripu is really the tzar. So Mela there is a chiddush, because so in regard to Shedus there is a chiddush that Yochla Rav Limadras in Nizomch, because according to Rav, so the Shedus would go to the Eretz since the Odin doesn't support it. And as far as the Ripu, which is really tzar, is concerned, because we could argue that he should go to Eretz Mashiach in Ezek. So there's no chiddush in Siddur Baposh. Why is it that in regard to Ezek, so there is no chiddush in Siddur Baposh, and in regard to tzar, there is a chiddush? Obviously, one could argue that insofar as tzar is concerned, it should belong to Eretz. No one could argue, even as a Salkat Aitoch, that in regard to Nezek, that he should go to the Eretz. That we have to understand. Why is there a swara to say in regard to Tzar that he should go to the Eved, but there is no Salkat Aitoch in regard to Nezek that he should go to the Eved? That we have to understand. But let's go over the Gemara. Then let's go over the thesis. Olamah. Leisin shifti ufos lerabi. Shifti pshitik. Rifose is vachare. Rifose vidiyo. Rifose vidiyo di boi yitzuybe. Lo yitzriche bi amdu lechamish yeime. Vi ovdu yisamech rife. Vi yitze bitot yeime. Ma u yitin yisar yideyo komash. Paratzi lerash. Lehadofe. Shmami. Shehu tzorek mechol yitzami yoysaf. Nizmash 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 Panose hani kolsh kolsh otso losh las konay kite de rabu elman le dai mas yod fo rabi vila shni raf pi but you can say it's a big chiddush because according to rab the ten yochel rab in the sin some chosun nach name since the rab doesn't support him so then the shedes belongs to the eved so if so let rabi yechen tell us yochel rab in the sin some why do they have to mention it in connection with the case where it's Kotea. Let him mention the din simply. Pshite dwe rabbi lehu man lebe. Harimai ziyot dwe rabbi. Yilash minaf al pishi nizome eimen yoch la rab. Noime oisevet nazote bisu leitam tue chamishi eimen litin lorei fischa chamishi yomi. Tzara didei. Bisal dra hamne sara lezoch le rachmoni komash muon. Bechol shlach abel yodei. Now let's see the thesis. Shiftei l'ufosei l'rabbi. So Rashi said, what's about Nezek? Nezek goes without saying that belongs to Rav. Because the Shumei is kept, and Inka B'shuk, here is Mamush in it. Over there is a Mencher. But the Shumei is, he has to pay as if he had been in it. But here is Mamush in it. not that we have to imagine had been a negative. So Mele, the Hefzed is Odin's, not the Hefzed's, because he's Mamish Rebbe. So that's what Rashi says, but Teisler says no. It's not that Nezek is not mentioned because Nezek is so obviously belongs to the Odin. There is no Chiddush. No, there is just as much of a Chiddush in Nezek as in regard to Tzar and everything else. But when Rabbi Yochanan says Shiftei, so Shiftei includes both Nezek and Shemes. Why? Because Shiftei HaNishemes, Tano Ugdeva, the Hayan Nezek, the Rabbanim, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ba'achayvur, Yisrael, the Beis.